This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's free as in freedom. That's 855-453. Jeez. Ian, I just stumbled through our phone number, 855-450-3733.
That's it. You got it.
Robin Williams used to say, sorry, rented lips.
Tonight, we're dealing with neurological issues, so that's made for an interesting show for me. Hopefully I haven't tanked anything too badly.
You're doing fine.
I'll try to keep it together. And see where things go. This is hour number two, of three. We do 3 hours of radio every night of the year, almost every night. There are a couple times, like coming up, Ian and Mark are going to be traveling out to Las Vegas to cover Freedom Fest. Are you guys going to be doing live broadcast from out there?
We will not be live. We will be recording the show.
So you'll be recording
it. Yeah, it's just easier to do it that way.
Yeah, yeah, that's all right. So sometimes like that, when they're at an event, they'll record the show because they can then, you know, you can get some of these great names that are going to be out there and put it all together, and you can listen to it that night.
Although we are an afternoon drive out there when we're live because it's 4 to 7. Pacific time. So if we wanted to do it live, we could probably get away with it, but we'd still likely be there like 2 hours after they close the thing for the day.
Right.
You know, because a lot of, you know, your typical convention, they usually don't have convention speeches much later than 5 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Everybody wants to get to the, how shall we say, the refreshments afterwards.
Or they'll have like a dinner, right? Yeah. Like a banquet dinner or something fancy like that. And then we're sitting out in the hallway all by ourselves, you know, while everybody else is in the dinner.
Back on your radio, Radio Monkey.
Right?
Yep, that's it. But that's all right. It's good. I'm just anxious to see who you get on as guests because there are going to be some great
names out there.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
And some of them are old friends of the show, and it's always nice for you guys to catch up with them and see if they've got anything new to tell us.
Indeed.
So
stay tuned for that. Also, coming up, the flag-waving story, I promise. But first, callers.
We're going to go to the phone calls where we've got Patrick in Virginia. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark, everyone. How you guys
Mark's
doing tonight?
We're doing great.
Well,
except for the guy that has Lyme disease. But he's doing pretty good considering he has Lyme disease.
Besides being brain damaged, I'm looking forward to hearing you guys out there in Las Vegas.
What were you calling about tonight?
Don't forget the casinos. But anyway,
I'm not much of a gambler. I might go walk through it and... You know, look at it.
That's about what I do.
Yeah. So what were you calling about tonight?
Well, I was calling about the down here in the Chesapeake Bay in the Atlantic Ocean. They've been having a few drownings down here, and
drownings.
Perhaps this weekend, a rabbi was helping out. Having a class down there at the beach, and two kids went in the water, and he went in to try to help them. got the kids out, but he never surfaced again.
So hold on. So just like make sure I'm understanding you here. So a rabbi was giving a service on a beach. Some kids were having trouble in the waves. The rabbi then rescued them somehow, but yet didn't manage to come out alive.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's tragic. Bummer.
But they've been telling people about the rip currents down here. You know, sometimes it'll be moderate, and other times it won't be so bad. And he probably got stuck in one of them rip currents and had no idea how to get out of it.
Man. Did his body wash up? Has he been found? Like, has his corpse been found?
Nope, not yet. Huh. But the Coast Guard and stuff called off the search like 24 wow. hours. I mean, how far do they go out? How many miles, you know, do they?
I don't think you really have to search the water. Eventually, he's going to wash up on shore somewhere, as I understand
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and the thing about riptides, I mean, they will move, say, down the coastline, mm-hmm. Say, 5, 10, 15 miles before you're close enough where you could swim back in. So where
right,
he went
right.
in is likely not where he's coming back out. So that's
somebody's
right,
gonna
right.
have a nasty. Some family's gonna show up on at the beach one of these days, and they're gonna come across a nasty surprise. For the kids.
But he was a well-known rabbi to this area, Borman, something like that.
We'll take your word for it. Thanks for sharing the
Thanks
story tonight,
Bowman.
Man. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
that's sad.
It is, but this is the time of year when we get the drowning stories and when we get the shark attack stories, and you know, it
makes you want to stay in a pool. Going out to the beach is a risky proposition. You'll either get hit by a shark or hit by a stingray. My dad got hit by a stingray once down in Florida, oh. and they say you're supposed to shuffle your feet. To like kick up the sand to make them go away, like get them away if they happen to be kind of lurking,
right.
or whatever, because you won't see them in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
And he says he was even doing the you know the stingray shuffle, and it still got him. And that barb was pretty dug in. It was pretty nasty.
Crikey.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a shame. And jellyfish. I guess the treatment for a jellyfish is this urban legend.
I don't know. What
no, it's true. You pee on
you
it.
You pee on them. So yeah, you got that. Yeah, you get bit
and
by.
What is that supposed to do?
I don't
exactly.
It's a chemical reaction which there's some kind of a caustic agent.
Oh, really?
In their venom, and uh-huh. so, yeah, it counters it.
Interesting.
My brother got one of those in Mexico.
I'm going to stay on the phones where we've got Simon calling in from Nebraska. Simon, you're on Free Talk Live. He's listening to TuneIn, the TuneIn app.
What's up, Simon?
What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I'm with you on open borders, and the problems that we do have, though, on the border is a unique one because there are some unique problems that I think that you guys do understand that an influx of millions and millions of people will, well, I'll tell you what happened to me. I worked on painting, and I know you can say go find another job, learn to code, whatever. I don't know, but I was a painter, okay? And I'm, you know, 5'11", but, I got, I was actually amazed. There was a Mexican guy that got hired. And I don't know if it was legal or not. That's none of my business. I don't care. But anyways, he'll be working on an 8-foot indoor house. And, you know, I have to drag around a 4-foot ladder, you know, just do the top. This guy comes in and he's walking around on stilts. He can't speak a lick of English, but, this guy is walking around on stilts. I mean, I couldn't compete with that. I lost my job with that. I can't learn the code.
So this guy was
excuse me. Have you heard of drywall stilts? Drywall stilts.
So what you're saying is
they don't sell them. They only sell them to Mexicans.
No. What he's saying is he doesn't feel comfortable on stilts, right? Like he couldn't do the job. He felt like he was outcompeted.
Oh, wow. Well, it's lucky your boss ended up with a smarter employee. You could figure stilts out. I mean, not to be rude, bro, but...
So, the you know, they took her jobs. I know that's kind of a weird saying and all. And
sounds like
I'm
he deserved
not mad.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
He
I'm
beat
not
you
mad.
Fair and square.
Well, what can we do to fix that?
Learn stilts,
what
bro.
What do?
We need to make smarter Americans who can master stilts.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
I don't know. There is a problem with the immigration. They can take jobs and are taking jobs, but
the problem might be your sense
market.
Of balance.
Yeah.
Sure.
Have you seen a doctor?
No, it is.
Do you maybe have an inner ear problem?
Maybe he's got Lyme disease, yeah.
It could be Lyme disease.
No. Not
have you been looking a little green?
Walking on stilts is not easy.
Yeah, it takes
also,
practice.
Practice, I mean, more than practice, you have to take, it takes years and years to be able to just walk around like
really?
That, like that guy was?
I can't imagine it takes long to figure out stilts.
I think you should learn to walk on stilts, bro. You can do it.
Thanks for the call.
I think he could, too. It's drywall stilts. If drywallers can do it, why can't painters? 855-450-FREE. What do you think? We're going to get into a little bit more about the pledge. This is a new take on this. Free Talk Live.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. you can call us and get on the air. Talk about what you want to talk about. We bring in our own stories because think of it as a conversation starter. But we would much rather talk about what is on your mind and what interests you.
I got a flag waiver story coming up, too.
Oh, you do?
Because we started talking about the pledge in the first hour, and I figured this would be a nice follow-up for it.
But we are in studio live tonight. The we is myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
And nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
So what's this more flag waving? This is really turning into a flag episode.
Well, I said I was going to go to take the defense, because the first hour there was this city in Minnesota that was getting rid of the Pledge of Allegiance from their city council meetings, and there's all these upset people.
Who showed up with many large flags.
Showed up with flags.
I've seen pictures of these large. Some of these flags took two people to carry them in.
We're going
to
talk about an even bigger flag, in this case in Statesville, North Carolina, the story from FoxNews.com. Over Camping World and Gander RV. In fact, they say here it's a question because the North Carolina city is locked in a letter of the law battle with the RV company, which proudly and defiantly is flying its massive 40 by 80 foot American flag. Camping World CEO Marcus Lemonis told WJZY, quote, "The property that's there belongs to us. We pay taxes, and the size of the flag isn't hurting anybody." The city of Statesville filed a lawsuit against Camping World, located along Interstate 77, because the flag the company flies outside is in violation of a
flag ordinance?
City ordinance.
It's too big?
The city said they had approved a permit for Camping World to fly a flag, just not as big as the one Camping World.
You need a permit to fly a flag? Are you kidding me? That's an absurdity.
Well, the name is Statesville.
The irony
is
strong.
If you need a permit to fly a flag, don't fly the flag, overthrow the government.
That's kind of like everybody talking about, I had guns, but I lost them in a boating accident. Yeah. Stop. If you have to lose your guns in a boating accident, it's time to get your guns.
Mm. Lemonis said the city's attempts to get him to take down the flag is nothing more than, quote, bureaucrats trying to control the size of something, unquote. Well, the problem became came in when the bureaucrats tried to and successfully, you know, control the fact that you could even have a flag in the first place, to try to tell somebody what they can and can't fly on their own private property. The problem was you begging for the permit in the first place. I'm glad to see him refusing to obey at least some of the details of the permit. At least he's putting down his foot and saying, you know what, it's my flag, I'll fly as large of a flag as I want. But in my opinion, he never should have even asked permission to fly the flag in the first place.
Agree with that. I want to go down there and fly a bigger ANCAP flag with no permit now.
That's a tough flag.
Maybe
a
Jolly
flag.
Roger.
Hey.
40 by 80 foot?
I want to be clear here. This is the same show we spent the first hour somewhat making fun of the fact that every flag-waving, gosh darn American is all upset and over this town not saying the Pledge of Allegiance. We are the same people that are now defending this person's right to fly a flag as big as he wants without a permit. Are you getting what's going on? You've got a socialist pledge that everybody has the right not to say. They don't have to say it, and I'm going to defend their right not to say it. And if somebody wants to fly the biggest American flag they can carry, we defend that too.
Because we defend the idea of private property.
And, jeez, it's just...
And if you want to be a, you know, patriot, that's your business. You know, if you want to wave all the flags and put all of the colors up and have your bald eagles and everything, as long as it's your property, you should be able to do what you want.
I think you should be able to, but I'll also say that we've reached... our government has reached the point where being a patriot and being a flag waver are pretty much incompatible.
I would agree with that.
Mm.
A true patriot should be opposed to today's government.
Okay, but what would that patriot then be in favor of? If you're opposed to today's government, are you suggesting that a patriot should mean something besides opposition? You know, should it be something positive besides saying we're against
he
this?
He should be for the liberty of his neighbors to live their lives, and for his own liberty to live his life.
You know, there's a reason that the Constitution doesn't have anything about flag regulations and how big they can be in it, because they wisely saw that it was not a role of the federal government to come down on one side or the other. This is just something people do. Now,
nor did they specify a national anthem, nor did they specify a pledge, none of that stuff.
None of it.
Well, now, came later.
But what they did do was they said these rights are reserved for the people or for the states. Now, states can do some stupid stuff.
And they do.
Constitutionally, they can do some stupid stuff, but the federal government doesn't even let them have their own chance at doing stupid stuff.
Well, there's a petition in this story here in North Carolina, a petition the businessman from the RV park created, RV sales, I think it is, as a, quote, good way for elected leaders to see how people actually feel, unquote, had more than 140,000 signatures as of Wednesday, and nearly all the way to its 150,000 signature goal. Now, I suspect this has been getting signatures from outside of Statesville, because I think that's more than the population of Statesville.
Mm-hmm.
He says, this is about more than just the flag. This is about our veterans, military, and the men and women that have sacrificed for this great country.
But I'm still on his side, despite all his nonsense.
Well, I got bad news for the owner of this Camping World. If it comes down to it, if the city decides they want to do something violent about this, and because that's usually what happens, if you don't, you know, obey their demands, they will send men with guns, many of whom were those very same military members that he's claiming sacrificed for the country that has Statesville as the city where the city bureaucrats are telling you what you can and can't do with your flag. Because it's one thing for a city bureaucrat to sit in their office and issue edicts. It's a whole other thing when men with guns show up in an armored personnel carrier to rip your flag down from the flagpole, put you in handcuffs, and throw you in the clink.
Please, somebody film that. I've got to see that. You're gonna call on the city, the people that are doing this, they're going to call the Boys in Blue, you know, the Thin Blue Line crowd.
Many of them are former military.
Yes, and they are going to come and take away your freedoms.
Oh, and I apologize. This is actually a somewhat old article. It came out this year. It is this year, but it was from May, so I wonder if there's an update, because the last part of this is really interesting. He says, while Camping World preaches patriotism, Statesville's trying to hit Lamonis, that's the owner, where it hurts, the wallet. Statesville is now trying to fine the RV company $50 for every day the flag is flying outside of city ordinance, retroactive to October. He says, I don't care if it goes to $500 a day, it's not coming down.
Bring it on.
Interesting.
Now that's the kind of talk I like to hear.
That we do. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? Should local governments tell you how big your flag can be? This is almost perverse. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A citizenship question will not be on the 2020 census, but President Trump is taking action to determine the number of citizens and non-citizens in the country.
I am hereby ordering every department and agency in the federal government
to provide the Department of Commerce with all requested records regarding the number of citizens and non-citizens in our country.
The president is not too happy with Democrats.
Far-left Democrats in our country are determined to conceal the number of illegal aliens in our midst. They probably know the number is far greater, much higher than anyone would have ever believed before.
The National Weather Service has issued a hurricane warning for the coastal areas of Louisiana. This as Tropical Storm Barry continues to gain strength. It's expected to become a hurricane on Friday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This has turned into an episode of Fun with Flags. We talked about this town in Minnesota that they don't want to say the pledge anymore, and you've got some very angry
city council,
and you got some very angry people showing up because they're not respecting the flag by saying the Pledge of Allegiance like George Washington did at the opening of every meeting when George Washington was president. It's a tradition that goes back to, well, no, not George Washington, goes back to the Progressive Era in the 1890s. That's when we got this.
I think you just confused the hell out of a lot of people.
I do my best. No, the Pledge of Allegiance has not been around since George Washington. It hasn't been around since Abraham Lincoln. It hasn't really even been around since William Harrison. It didn't come into being until progressivism, which was a
1880s, I think.
1880s, 1890s, when an avowed socialist named Francis Bellamy wrote this thing, and everybody got up in arms now that people are threatening. And I hate to say it, Republicans, it's Republicans that are defending this long-standing socialist tradition. And you've got the president saying, we're not going to be a socialist country. We'll just say the Socialist Pledge of Allegiance. And now we're off to North Carolina and Camping World. Is that the name of this place? Now they're arguing about how big a flag can be. And town government seems to feel that it's their role to define how big a flag, not of the town, but a flag of the U.S. should be. In studio, it's Chris.
Yeah, it's Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
So the story we have here about this flag in Statesville, North Carolina, came from originally back in May of this year. And I was thinking, well, all right, let's see if there's an update on this case. We ended up discovering that this guy's apparently a reality TV star, the owner of the RV dealership, Marcus Lemonis, a television show called The Prophet, which I've never heard of before, but I don't watch TV, so that's probably why. But in updated news coming out of...
Is it spelled P-R-O-P-H-E-T or P-R-O-F-F-I-T?
P-R-O-F-I-T.
Yeah, only one F.
Oh, okay.
Snopes.com has an article about this, which they actually interviewed Mr. Marcus Lemonis, the CEO of Camping World. And that's when things get a little more disappointing, because there was the tough statement that he made at the end of the Fox News article that we read, where he says, I don't care if it goes to $500 a day, it's not coming down. Talking about the daily fine that the city's been hitting him with, it's $50 a day at the moment.
Not until you pry this flag from my cold, dead hands.
Yeah, unfortunately, the full quote here, according to Snopes, and this is what he allegedly told Snopes by phone, quote, we will not be taking the flag down under any circumstances, zero, none, never going to happen. He later added, quote, you can make the fine $500 a day, $1,000 a day, $5,000 a day. I'll just pay it. It's that important to me. And that makes me feel like not as enthralled or enthusiastic about this person.
You should have said, here's where you can stick your fine.
Yeah.
If you bend over, I'll make my first payment right now.
Mm.
I mean, look, I don't know how many RVs this guy is selling on a daily basis, but I suspect $5,000 a day is not... I mean, that's probably not what they're pulling in, but I don't know. I mean, maybe if you sell one RV a day, you'd be making that much money, but how many RVs do you think these guys sell every day? That's a pretty big hit.
Yeah, it is a huge dealership. I remember driving by this thing and this flag when I was ironically enough, I used to drive by it when I was buttlegging, because I'd drive from Michigan down to North and South Carolina.
When was this?
This was early 2000.
Uh-huh. So this guy's flag's been up that long? This sounds like it's a more recent occurrence.
Really?
Yeah, this is from this year.
I'm just saying,
I think that flag has been there for a long, long time in that dealership. I do remember seeing a huge flag down there. Now, I didn't measure it. I don't know if it was 80 foot, but it was big.
North and South Carolina, I mean, you pass a lot of flags.
You went through Statesville, though, specifically?
I'm pretty sure that he's right out on I-40 or something, right?
I thought it was that. I
did a little research.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it said I-70 something. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
I-77?
Yeah, I think it said I-77.
Well, this guy, he's got 180 stores with flags. And
this guy's huge.
And this is his headquarters.
The vast majority are the same size as the one in Statesville.
Ah, so there's a good chance you did see one of his places.
And
maybe
I also think there's a number of cigarette outlets in Statesville, if I remember correctly.
Uh-huh.
So I've got another update here. This is from the Statesville Record and Landmark, which is the newspaper there. And it's about a vote where apparently the proposal was made to increase the size limit for flags. So in relation to them coming after him. Because remember, he had applied for a permit to have a flag, but then put a flag up that was larger than the permit allowed.
They don't let you have that much freedom.
That's right.
You can only have 40 by 80 freedom.
Well, remember,
if you make your flag too big, it won't freedom.
And remember, if you're asking for permission, it's not freedom. Despite Mayor Costi, this is an interesting last name, K-U-T-T-E-H, Cutta, Costi Cutta.
Costi Cutter.
Costi Cutter.
Oh, wow.
Despite Mayor Cutta's expectations in May, Statesville City Council and Gander RV will remain at an impasse over a giant American flag after council's 3-5 vote refusing to increase the size limit for flags. On Monday's City Council meeting, council members Steve Johnson, John Stanford, and CO Jap Johnson voted for the amendment to allow 40-by-80-foot flags. Council members, and then they named the other ones who voted against the amendment, which was, so it was 5 voted against, 3 voted in favor of increasing the flag limit.
Yeah, so they've got a defined amount of freedom. You can,
that's right. 25 by 40 is the maximum.
Is the amount that you can pay to get a permit so you can fly your flag.
That's right.
I guarantee it doesn't come without a permit.
That's correct.
So they're probably going to do that, and then they're going to unfortunately inform him of, oh, I'm sorry, but we also have a flagpole ordinance, and that's not going to be a big enough flagpole. You're going to need the super jumbo flagpole to fly that flag, so you need to apply for a new permit for that.
Council members for and against amending the flag ordinance dredged up the 5-year history between Gander RV, formerly Camping World, and the city of Statesville. Quote, this guy, that is Marcus Lemonis, had abused this town and scammed this town, and I just don't think we ought to let him get away with it, said Roy West, who was one of the councilors who voted against the increase. So this doesn't sound personal now, does it? Quote, Camping World has just not shot straight with us from day one, and I think we're setting a horrible, horrible precedent by letting someone come in here and violate our ordinance while we made a compromise.
Jeez.
Other council members echoed the desire for Gander RV to follow an official process of requesting the ordinance be changed rather than calling for a national response to the city's ordinance on social media. They're tired of all this attention.
They are. I'm sorry, but when you call attention with that damn social media, things get done. People get embarrassed. The people get made to look like fools. And unfortunately, it's just like City of Keene with that restaurant story.
Please tell me you ended his statement with, you will respect my authority.
I got more coming up here from these fools on the Statesville City Council about this flag.
And I, for one, want to hear about it. We also have some calls. We'll get to those, too. But this is 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I know you've heard me talk about AnyPay. It's a program that allows you to easily accept Bitcoin. Well, they've changed their name, and I think this is great. It is now helpmetakebitcoin.com. Do you operate a retail business or looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to helpmetakebitcoin.com. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just visit helpmetakebitcoin.com and follow the simple steps. Within moments, you'll be accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Dash. Heck, a lot more than that. Bitcoin Cash, Zen, Zcash, what else is in there?
They've got 11 different cryptos.
Every time I go into the app, there's another option where I just add in my wallet address, and now I'm accepting it. You can do just the same. Get started now at helpmetakebitcoin.com. That's helpmetakebitcoin.com. I think it's a great app, and one of our...
I use it almost every day as a customer.
Say, yep, and... Derek Jay's on the air occasionally. Is he full-time on this right now, or?
Full-time on what?
On the show.
No, he's only on once a month.
Okay. Derek Jay, who is sometimes on the show, and he's got a long drive to
come out here from Portsmouth.
It is, but he's got a long history with Free Talk Live, and he's one of the developers, and it's definitely a great app. We've installed it for a lot of small businesses and helped them take cryptocurrency, and we'd love to see this thing succeed. I don't even know where I stand on this story, Ian.
Wait, the flag story?
I'm looking at the flag story. Okay.
What are you confused about? Let me help clarify this for you. You got an RV park in...
The RV guy, he's not going to stand up for any of this shenanigans the government's, local government's playing, but then we hear... He's kind of willing to put up with their shenanigans.
Oh, yeah, he asked for a permit, which was, you know, where he went wrong in the first place. But then again, that's typical for business owners because most of them don't want to fight the government. They, you know, you feel like you can't fight City Hall. I mean, we've all heard that, you know, statement made, and well, for a lot of cases, it's true.
He's not going to take it, even if it means he'll pay $5,000 a day.
That's what he said. He'll pay the fines no matter what they are. Because that's how important it is to him to have a 30 by 80 foot, I think, flag. It's a 40 massive.
40 by 80, yeah.
Yeah.
But the point is, you don't need permits. There's nothing in the Constitution.
Well, you do if you want to keep a armed gang from coming in, busting in your door, tearing your flag down, and putting you in handcuffs and throwing you into a cold cell.
This
you
is
need
the perfect
permits for the same reason you need to pay protection money to the mafia, if you happen to be beset by that particular gang of thieves.
I don't advocate violence. I just don't. But I'm telling you,
I advocate violence and self-defense.
I do too, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say I would advocate that these guys, you good Southern boys, pick up your deer rifles, pick up your AR-15. I know you got one. I know you got one somewhere. You probably got a Barrett 50 caliber. Pick that up and stand up when they say you are not following. You should say, this is my permit. This is it. This is my permit. How badly do you want to remove this flag?
Well, let me tell you, it comes to threats of violence in this story. If you want to get to the calls, we can do that and then come back to Statesville and this nonsense. Because these city councilors, they got some more tough talking to do here.
Ooh, I can hardly wait. Yeah. But first, I can hardly wait to hear from Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your
mind? Well, there's a big story going around about the Florida sheriff deputy, and even Reason Magazine got a confusing headline on it. They didn't get the rest of the story. They fail to mention. It's like they don't grasp one thing about it.
Is this
Florida
the guy
sheriff
who
deputy arrested after planting drugs on innocent people? Well,
and,
what
and how many times was it? How many times did he do this?
A whole bunch of times. But what the thing is that they're saying that these particular drug defendants were innocent, as if there was any other kind of drug defendants. I mean, just because you're selling cocaine to customers who want to buy it doesn't make you any less innocent. And well, it's true that these ones are innocent, so the headline is technically correct, but it just fails to remind people.
Well, Tom, we can't have them doing that to innocent people. We only want our police to plant drugs on guilty people. Would that make it all better?
Well,
of course
that wouldn't
not
make it. Well, bringing up cocaine dealers, when they steal the cocaine and put the innocent cocaine dealer in handcuffs and haul them off to prison, that's just as bad. It's
well, then
one thing that
they do use a little of that cocaine, the part that they didn't snort, they do use that to set up other people.
And well, they're still innocent people. Just because they're selling cocaine to customers who want to buy it doesn't make
right. They're innocent of actually causing any harm to another human being. They're innocent of hurting, using violence against other human beings. They're just providing a product to other people who are consensually purchasing it. And there's nothing wrong with that, and they should be left alone.
And the question on the other political issue right now, Donald Trump wanted that citizenship question on the census form, and you got to remind people that there is no such thing as citizenship. Because you can't, I mean, you cannot put it on a scale and see how many milligrams that citizenship is, like you can, let's say, with a driver's license that
or
weighs exactly the same. Well, you take a driver's license, you put it on a scale, it's exactly as many milligrams, whether or not they've waved their magic wand and said that it's no longer magic. And when you have it in your pocket, that you can drive a car legally, and unless you cross into a state where they've revoked that license. And it's no longer magic once you cross that line on the map. But, you know, there's no such thing as citizenship. It's just a bunch of documents that say that these people are citizens.
Yeah, that's a great point. I'm glad that you brought it up. Thank you for the call tonight, Tom. The claim that anybody is a citizen is total bunk, and it doesn't take a whole lot of research to really figure out why that is. All you have to do is look up the definition of citizen. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Pull it up. You can pull it up in a legal dictionary. You can pull it up in the dictionary, like the normal dictionary. So either one, it's going to have a very similar definition. And the definition is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. That is what a citizen is.
Hasn't the Supreme Court repeatedly ruled that the police have no duty to protect us?
That is exactly where I was going to go next. So all you have to do is look for, search for no obligation to protect, and you will find Warren versus District of Columbia and several other court cases from the Supreme Court where the court has made it crystal clear that the government has no obligation to protect you. So therefore, if citizenship is what it's defined as, and of course, you know, legal people, they're all about their definitions. Yep. If citizenship is an obligation of, duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection, if there's no obligation to protect, the deal is null and void. Not that we ever agreed to this deal in the first place, but even if we had agreed to the deal, it's null and void because they lied. They don't have an obligation to protect, so therefore you have no duty of allegiance. No citizenship. It's all bunk.
According to Bordertarians, if you're not a citizen anymore, you don't have any constitutional rights.
Well, they're wrong about that too, because rights are an idea that are good for all human beings in the entire, world.
Natural rights.
Yeah, Jefferson would agree with you.
Rights are something that we agree on because it is valuable, because they are a good idea, because they help humans get along better.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't even agree on them, we just have them. The natural rights.
Well, no, we have to agree on what we have.
See, that's an interesting, it's a debate that I have with Melanie a lot, one of our other hosts. She sees the NAP as being
the non-aggression principle.
The non-aggression principle as being something that you can reason from as a, you can just take it as a given. And the problem with that is nobody, there's no source, so you don't know exactly what it says.
Right, but what is the source of a natural right to self-defense? I didn't grow up and suddenly at some point somebody gave me the right. They said, here, this is your right. Mm-hmm. I possessed that right before I read anything about the Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. So the Second Amendment didn't grant it. It is a restriction on government, supposedly, to keep them from infringing upon a natural right.
Well, the source is one of two things. It's either God or from the mind of human beings. Now, some would say there's no difference between those, but that's a different, more theological discussion that we can have there. But either way, not every human being obviously agrees on what those rights should be. Talk to your typical statist, and they will have a very different viewpoint on exactly what rights are and what rights should be respected. But we can continue if you want.
We will. We'll
and
talk about
And we can talk about
rights.
The flag waivers as well, because the city council in Statesville, we got to get to these guys. It's crazy.
They're so much fun.
Yeah.
I think this is now my favorite Statesville.
Are there more?
Statesboro.
Statesville. North Carolina.
Okay. Oh, well. But in either case, it's a good story. We're going to get to the end. This is Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.